number seven, I do have a public comment.
Can you pull that out of my staff questions?
Okay. Martine, is this you or Hal?
It's Rick Daniels.
It's Rick Daniels? Okay, Kate, sure.
Anyway, it's very straightforward. Madam Mayor and Council, the item before you is to authorize our city manager to enter into a five-year facilities use agreement with the Desert Hot Springs Youth Soccer for Youth of our Mission Springs Park. As you know, staff has met quite a bit over the last few months to come up with what is in the staff study in terms of the user fee agreements, the lighting of the fields and such. And that is what's before you now. Try to answer your council member, Mayor Protem, and ask this question at the end.
Okay, Mr. Marquez.
It looks like Mr. Marquez.
Junior.
Oh, it's Junior.
Yeah.
Well, what I did want to know was if after AYSO and the football stops, the fields can be used by us Tuesdays and Thursdays, which were our original days that we were permitted to use the fields.
Yes. I guess, yeah.
I think what your question is, it's not in the contract, right?
Not right now.
Okay, is there a usual soccer season, or you don't play in accordance with the soccer season?
Mayor, protocol is during public comment, they address the council, and then we have debate about it. We should have a question and answer period up here. This isn't a contract that's already been agreed upon by DHS Youth Soccer League and the city. So if he has a question, he should make a question, and we should debate it.
Okay, well, he's asking a question. I can say, I'm asking a question. Is it, you know, Is a soccer for a specific period? I mean, is there a soccer?
No, it is all year round.
Soccer is all year round. Okay, Mr. Betts?
Actually, I pulled the item.
Oh. Okay, wait a minute.
I'm in the queue. Okay.
I wasn't in the queue because I pulled the item and else was in the queue, so I don't think I need to be.
Okay, go ahead.
Any other comments? Do you need
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My comments to staff are this. One, is this organization an approved 501c3 by the state of California? I didn't see it in the staff report, or maybe I missed it.
I believe the answer is yes. I can ask staff member Janine Plute to step up, and she can verify.
Yes, they comply with all the policy requirements based on the facility use policy, the sports field policy.
So you're saying they are approved 501c3 by the state of California?
They are under CalSouth.
They're under CalSouth?
Mm-hmm.
And they're an organization of CalSouth using their 501c3, correct? So they're not Desert Hot Springs Youth Soccer League, they're CalSouth Soccer League, correct?
Correct.
Is that in the contract?
Correct. The agreement is with DHS Youth Soccer because CalSouth lets the individual, the local clubs have the agreement with the cities.
And CalSouth is continuing. The reason I'm asking is because there's a rumor that CalSouth was falling apart as an organization. And you've done the research to show that they're not falling apart, they're going to be a continuing organization, they're going to continue to be approved by the state of California for a 501c3.
Correct. Staff has been working both with THSU soccer representatives as well as CalSouth.
Second question, since you're here, Janine, because you're probably the one called up to answer it, is I'm not understanding the scheduling here for the fields. I know Junior All American's been in the city for 5 years, well, 6 years, owner seven, John?
Yes, sir.
And they have been a backup to AYSO on using lit fields for the last 6 years, and now we're letting an organization that's come in 1 year jump into lit fields during their season. Did we take that into consideration?
We did. And of course, lighting is a budget question for the fourth guess it's the backfield. Their schedule, DHSU soccer's schedule in the proposed draft facility use agreement is based on the AYSO schedule that was approved by council in December, as well as DHS Eagles. So to get back to the Tuesday and Thursday comment, at the time going forward with this schedule, they wanted to go as is based on the schedule they provided, but now that they want to work out the Tuesday and Thursday when AYSO is not in season, then we can incorporate this. But this schedule is based on what was approved by council back in December for the two other leagues. And I know that lighting is an issue for that fourth field.
Yeah, I understand it's an issue with fourth field, but I don't want General American to be left in that fourth field. I think they should have priority on moving up to the lift fields during their schedule. I know they practice Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday.
Friday.
Monday through Friday?
They get Friday.
And it's showing here that DHS soccer is getting three lift fields, Monday, Wednesdays, during their season, during General American season. Is that correct? Or can we split those fields that DHS soccer has a field and a half and General American has a field and a half since they're lit? I know it would change.
I have to defer to the attorney only because council approved the unlit field in December, and it's also based on the hours of usage. Eagles has it for how many hours? Two?
2 hours.
2 hours a night, whereas soccer wants it for 3 or 4 hours.
And I think the only reason that we moved it forward was that we were talking about putting lighting on a fourth field. Uh-huh. So, I mean, that's...
Correct.
Again, all I'm doing is advocating for General American Football, who's been in this community for 6 years, going to seventh. They've been partners to this community. I'll be honest, Desert Hot Springs Youth Soccer League, I commend them for what they're doing. I think they're doing good, but they're still walking up here asking questions, and they don't seem to be organized enough to prove to me that they're going to put on a proper program. Not saying that they're not, and I'm not throwing a grenade out there to DHSU soccer, but I think you need to be an organization that's going to participate in this community and work well with other organizations. So I'm still not convinced that they can. On your staff report, Janine, or Chief, on the first page under recommendations discussion, it says that at the third paragraph, the league currently has a key to access the storage facility. Which storage facility is that?
They will be given a key for the storage that's behind. I don't know the layout of that. Help me.
The storage facility on the back of the building.
So AYSO will have to pull their equipment out when their season's over.
They'll have to share storage space. Is
AYSO in agreement to that?
It's been communicated to them, and they've not shown any resistance. Because they were asked to clean it out.
Was it offered to General American Football?
They've not asked for it.
The problem with that, and the reason again I could have our time supporting this, is you put two organizations, all it takes is one organization to say another organization touched their equipment or broke their equipment. I don't think we can have a shared facility. I would not be comfortable with Little League to share my bin with another baseball organization knowing that they could come and go. I'm not accusing anybody of doing anything or saying they would break in here or steal anything, but when you have multiple parents and kids within a box. I have trouble with Little League right now having parents walk into a room full of baseballs and just getting a couple of baseballs for a game because baseballs start to disappear. I have trouble with, I put a policy together to keep people at the snack bar because sodas and water start to disappear because people think they helped out and they're. So putting two organizations that obviously haven't seen eye to eye to begin with in a storage facility, sharing equipment facilities, I don't think is going to work for our city, so we're going to have to come up with a different plan on that. I can't support that. I'm going to reserve my comments. I'm still not happy with the lighting situation. I think General Americans needs to be moved up to the lighting so that if they want to practice later in the day, they can. I'll reserve any more comments.
Okay, Mr. Betts.
Support.
Mr. Plightly,
I'm a little bit taken aback by Councilmember Mattis's comments. We've had very contentious issue up here with a lot of emotion. And staff has come back to us with a novel concept, share. And they seem to have worked it out. And I watched Junior All-American shaking their heads yes, saying everything's fine. And I haven't heard them step up to the podium and make any objection. I heard that they're very accommodating with their organization for the schedule that's been worked out. AYSO, I think, got everything they wanted in their schedule. And now this other group is coming in and saying, okay, fine, we'll take that. He stepped up to the podium with one additional request. And that request was, well, when AYSO is not using that field, when their season's done, can we have the Tuesdays and, what was it, Thursdays?
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's a pretty simple request. It's not stepping on AYSO's toes. They've got everything they wanted. And the only other concept that's pretty tough to understand is they want to share a place to store their equipment. I think this is, everybody up here should be happy that this has been delivered us by our city staff with a solution that I see everybody is happy with, except somebody, and I don't want this conversation to degenerate, but when I hear somebody up here, the first words out of their mouth is, I've heard rumors, then let's put that to rest. And the other thing is, any questions with what this group has been asked to go through? They've gone through every hoop, and it's been a bunch of them. And some of them, the requests that they had to go through and meet, then they were later told they didn't need to. So everybody here has worked this thing out. It's fine. We've got an agreement here. The only thing I would want to do is say, if there's no problem with anybody else, and I don't say anybody else has a problem with it, let them use the field on the Tuesdays and Thursdays once AYSO is done. We've taken a field with very limited use. That's the major problem here. I mean, very limited space, too many kids. That's the problem here. We've got a solution that's been handed to us by staff who has worked this out. Let's just go with this and move on with this agenda.
So I take that you're making a motion?
Sounds like it to me.
Making a motion?
I thought you were making a motion.
Okay, well, that's the motion I made. I make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation on the scheduling and add in Tuesdays and Thursdays, so long as it does not conflict with the AYSO schedule.
Evening. Just to clarify, real simple. Just want to make sure that in the motion that it's AYSO schedule and Junior All-Americans, because we do Tuesdays also.
When AYSO is not in season? When AYSO is not in season, those are the days we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't overlap.
You're not there, right? Okay, so these are times the fields are available and nobody has any objections. You don't have any objections using the field. You don't want to use it as long as AYSO doesn't want to use it.
Just want a verbal clarification.
Yeah.
We do have Tuesdays and Thursdays too, so.
But not when once AYSO season's over, you're not there either, right?
Right.
Okay, so we want to make the motion clear to say so long as it doesn't impact the schedule of AYSO and Junior All-American, and please forgive me, I didn't mean to leave you out of it.
Thank you.
So
no
problem. I told you before, I played football, and I'd be out there with, forget it.
Thank you.
We need to do it again.
It's already done.
I know, we need to put the app in.
Thank you, Mayor Parks. I'd like to start by thanking staff. This has been a long process. There's been a lot of give and take, but, you know, I think a lot of good came out of this finally. I think we got to the point now where everybody needs to just be respectful of one another, and that includes all of us. It's just very easy for us to be divisive and to create an environment where we all can work together for the betterment of the kids. And it took a long process. But I think what we have here are three contracts now that are set in place, and I think staff really has their hands around it. And I think what you're going to see is a very smooth season coming up next year. And one of the things that I want to make sure that we take care of next year, and I'm hopefully that Councilmember Betts can take care of this for us, is that there is a 6-week window when we have to grow grass on those fields. And maybe, Al, what's that 6-week window when you need to grow grass on these fields?
It depends on the temperature outside, but it's generally in November.
Okay, so you're looking at November and 2 weeks in December. Okay.
Late October,
okay. I think, you know, Councilmember Betts seems to get along with a lot of the school district personnel and school board members. Hopefully he can take up the challenge to finish the end of this challenge we have here, and that is to buy us 6 weeks so we can use fields with the school district, whether it's middle school, high school, elementary school, because that's what's missing now, so that we can have a smooth transition for the whole year. So if you'd be willing to do that, I would thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Were you asking me to contact the school district to see if we can get the free or very low cost use of those fields?
Yes, for all three leagues. And so with that, I just want to again thank staff and thank everybody for getting us to this point. And I think we're going to have a great year, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Manis?
Just a couple more comments. The rumor of Cal South is important legally, I would think. If that organization does fall apart and does not continue to be an organization, where does that leave Desert Hot Springs Youth Soccer League? They were, in our first discussions, required to have a 501c3 before we could bring it to as a use. So they went to apply under Cal South, found, as Little League does. The Desert Hot Springs Little League falls under the Little League International umbrella, and AYSO the same. They found a way to fall under Cal South. I'm concerned that it could be a legal issue.
There is a provision in the contract that provides that the league shall comply with all local, state, and federal laws and regulations applicable to its use. And one of those regulations is that they have to be a bona fide nonprofit. So if they lose that status, then this we can terminate you.
Well, I just want the city to be aware that I don't know so much as the rumor as it could be fact in the future. The reason that I'm being so contentious, or whatever you want to call it up here, is I'm trying to protect the youth sports that have been in this community for a long time and have proven themselves. And it's Desert Hot Springs Youth Soccer League can prove themselves, but they need to prove themselves in this community as a team player. And I hope they do. But this opens the door for Honey Baseball to come in and want to find use in the Little League fields, which there isn't enough baseball fields as there is. This opens the door for adult soccer. This opens the door for a lot of. We are understaffed, underspaced. We know that people stand at that podium every week and say we need more park space, and we're overrun as it is. Mr. Sanchez requested Mr. Betts to work with the school district because he has such a great relationship. That's wonderful, and I hope they do waive their fees. Junior All-American and AYSO have worked hard with the school districts to utilize their fields a couple years ago during renovations. At the time, there was no fee schedule, and I believe they worked with us at little or no cost. Most recently, the reason that it hasn't been an option is that Palm Springs Unified has changed their fee schedule. Now, they've worked with Little League, and they've committed to working with Junior All-American with the high school stadium for their games. I believe they would probably work with the soccer league so that Hal could plant the grass and make the park more beautiful than it is already. I think we need to take it a step further, not just one council member going to the Palm Springs Unified, but maybe inviting Greg Shoemaker, the Director of Operations, to a study session and really sit down and talk about this and how we can work together as a city with organization. I I wish AYSO was here to make sure, because I believe their scheduling. Janine, you're saying the scheduling that AYSO has will not conflict with what they're requesting in the addition to what's already on the sheet?
Correct. The schedule for DHSU soccer takes AYSO and football in account. So there's no conflict. And then getting back to the Tuesday and Thursday will be based on when AYSO and football is not using the field.
Okay. I can't support this item with the joint use of the storage facility because I, being a volunteer with Little League for 15 years, I just know it will not work. There's no way to work. I believe that we need to mandate the leagues to put some sort of storage structures out there that would be in compliance with city code, as Little League has done with their equipment. Because it's just, what's going to open it up to is one organization can get mad at another organization because something's broke, something's missing. It's just not going to work. And I, the lighting schedule, I still think General American is going to be stuck in the dark because the city's not going to be able to afford more lights for many years to come until grant funding is found. So those are the two reasons I can't support this.
Ms. Pine?
I'll
call for the question.
Okay, motion carries 4-1.